Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was not created, he was not adopted.
Na Christo yamono anase yamfa ne sa banu mabi.
Because he is a very original.
Esanse wonu de wa your original e being ni photocopy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the original and the favorite son of God.
Na ono na chese yamono yanwene no yamfa na ma.
In his favor, we receive favor. In his acceptance, we receive acceptance before God. In his life, we receive life.
Hallelujah.
In his guidance, we are guided. In his power, we receive power.
Hallelujah.
In his direction. In his direction, you receive direction for your particular life. Because, ladies and gentlemen, he is your life. The Bible says that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we will automatically also appear with him in glory, because he's going to appear in glory. Hallelujah. And when he, Christ, who is our life, appears, then we appear. He is our life.
Hallelujah.
His direction is our direction.
Yes.
His protection is our protection.
Amen.
His love is our love.
Amen. Now, as it says, Christo na oya yankwa no soda ni hu adia ene yesu ye beda di na man monyamu odie monyam na eba ene ti se Christo se ni do da di yesu ye do adadi se ni tumi da di yesu ye do ye tumi adadi adie biara e woni mu se da di yesu ye de adadi.
In his blessing,
one in Shremono,
you receive blessing in your life.
I receive it.
I don't know whether you are looking for blessing in the years ahead. I want to turn your attention to where your blessing is. Because the devil will turn your eyes away from him onto something else. But I want to show you where your blessing is. The blessing that the devil cannot do anything about. The blessing that is spoken and the devil cannot resist it. Because the devil has not got the power to resist the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Me pesa me dani wa ni kwa baby a wushira wo baby a se wushira ya di anu kan obusam tumi nya ho hwe baby a se wushira free ba obusam ni obeya ni se obegya ho ahwe wudi esa so obusam tumi ni onyame asem ndi akoda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the third type of son is the adopted son.
Na dia wo to su miensa no eye ne doba no bra.
In the book of John chapter 1, we learn that there is something about is the begotten son, not adopted.
Yes.
You know, there is something about begottenness.
Na you can kan Yohane asempa na e kire wo se sey obi okase ne doba bibi wo sa asem no.
Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. There is a glory. There is a glory which I want to show you today, even as we remember the begotten Son who God released unto us.
And my name Kasia B was our Yankopon Dobeya, or done a didi chain, and none of me person me done a didi chain.
Bible says 2,000 years ago, and the Word became flesh.
Now, Bible says, fear and Pimian, which in assembly by Yahoo,
and dwelt among us.
Now, it's Nayamu,
and we beheld his glory.
Nayahun and Monyam,
the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Now, and Monyama, etcher when Yamedobanukuto,
the glory of begottenness.
Na en monyama ewo doba emu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something wonderful about Jesus.
Bibi sunku bi wo Yesu ho.
There is a glory about the one, the only one whom God begat.
Na en monyam bi wo sa odoba ba ku pena onyankopon wo no ho.
It is special.
I
said he is special.
The
Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. Some of us, we think that it is just like you also giving of one of your children. Or giving of your only child. The thing about being begotten that Jesus is. It means that he has only got a single gene. That is what makes him special and favorite. The Greek word that is translated begotten is the word monogene. What it means is that nothing from the mother influences his genetics. He came from the heavenly kingdom. Begotten of the father. The seed of the woman. Who was to bruise the head of the serpent. He was begotten because he was a single gene person.
There
is nobody like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why he is God's favorite son. Wonderful.
Papa B.
What makes him so? What makes him the favorite of God? Because he is a mono child of God. Mono gene child of God. That is why the book of Hebrews chapter 1 says of the Lord Jesus, what makes him the favorite child of God? It is first of all because he is the express image of the person of God. Hebrews chapter 1 and then verse 1. God at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. As in these last days, spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus is the express image of the person of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In other words, if you want to know the person of God, look at Jesus.
Yeah.
Because in times past, God used prophets. And he spoke to our fathers. And he wrote the Bible for us, the Old Testament. He used the prophets. But he says that in these last days, he chose to bring his son. Because he is the express image of his person. Because the prophets could not express the person of God. If you want to know the works of God, go to Moses. If you want to know the power of God, go to the prophets.
Sɛ wopɛsɛ wo Onyankopɔn tumi akɔnkɔmhyɛfoɔ no hɔ.
But God saw that these prophets are not reflecting my person. They are not expressing the way that I am really to humanity. So he says, I'm going to do something. I am going to bring my monogene son, who is not contaminated by the personality of anybody, so that he becomes the express image of the person of God.
Hallelujah.
Not necessarily the power of God. Not necessarily the performance, so to speak, of God. But to show the person of God. If you want to know the person of God, don't look at Moses. Don't look at
Abraham.
Don't look at Noah. Yes, they are all types of Jesus. But the original son, the monogene son, is our dearest Jesus. Look at Jesus. God said that, look at Moses, look at Elijah, listen to my son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is something about the son. I said there is something about the begotten son. There is something he has that has not appeared before. To show us the person of God. Because some people think that God is a force, a positive force in the world.
Positive force. To me, Papa,
yeah, that is how they put it in their intellectualism.
Positive energy.
God is not a force. God is not an unavoidable entity.
Hey, when you coup on ya dear wound to me, unavoidable entity. Young connoisseur.
Just take it that God is a person. God is a person like you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how painful it is when people just look at your works and those who are reflecting your works and you see that these people are not really showing to mankind who I am. They don't know me.
Shani say, when yami aboye na emom ni tumi ana ni nyuma na yeshe. One man who be done it to me in Numedi Nayashe, nor know your bad dear Nanka send ye ye near Finiso. Yes, said the Aneati.
Imagine that you are a father.
Fanisa, we are Jack.
You have got children.
Oh, ma.
All that they know about you is your works.
Now, no money found who you are with Numa.
The buildings that you have put up.
And Daya West Sea.
The books that you have written.
And Wuma Watro.
The things that you do in this world. But they don't really know you. And when they come to you, all that they are looking for is that show me your power. Show, give a command to your servants and let them do something for me. I need so and so, my father. No, I'm talking about a human father. Imagine that you are that father. That only your works is what people run after. How will you feel? You sit in yourself and you say that, no, my children, they see what I can do. They know my influence in the world. They know my power. But they don't really know me. You long as a father that somebody will know who you are and how you are, not necessarily.
Okay.
You want somebody to reveal who you really are.
Now, who you rest will be better, said the Awotin and Cassadia Tre.
Because your works cannot overshadow your person.
Esan said, "Won't you mind why you are here? Bet to me, I shall nip a bind or so."
That was the longing in the heart of God.
When you are done, when you are coming,
who in sundry times and in various ways spoke to humanity by the prophets, but in these last days, he has chosen to speak by his son. Why? Because he is the express image of his person.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If you want to know the Father, look at Jesus. Don't be tempted to go any other way. Just look at Jesus. You know how God is. The Bible says that we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. That we may know Him who is true. Because there is a false God somewhere. That is why God had to send His Son, His monogene Son, that go and give them an understanding that they may know Him who is the true God.
And
the Bible says that we in Him that is true, this is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. You want to know the true God? Look at Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why He is a favorite child of God. It's wonderful. He says something very deep in Matthew chapter 11. Turn to verse 27. Let me show you something. Matthew chapter 11 verse 27. We know Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 by heart. But we don't know the context in which He said, "Come unto me, all you who labor." Before our dearest Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of you who are laboring." He says something in verse 27. After he had rejoiced in the Spirit, he said in verse 27, Matthew 11, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father." Listen to the next phrase. "Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son." Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son. "And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him." It's only the Son who gives us an understanding of God the Father, the true God, by looking at how Jesus is. He made a very strong statement to these Jewish people. These were the same people that the book of Hebrews was not written to Gentile believers, it was written to Jewish believers. They were called the Hebrews. Imagine how they felt when the Holy Ghost said, God, talking to Jewish people who believed in Abraham, who believed in Noah, who believed in Moses and all that. And the Holy Ghost said to this Hebrew Christian that God in times past, he spoke to our fathers by the prophet, but now he is speaking to us by his son. How do you think they will feel? Because they revere Abraham and all those people so much more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not saying that we don't revere them or they have nothing to teach us about God, but the express image, the monogene, the only begotten son who was given to us, who was born in the manger. He came with a purpose that we will know the person of God.
Now, your Jew for ya, one more name did that. Now, one more near Abraham, one grow money, Isaac, one grow money, Jacob, which I said, no one, 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 no ye janum de wanya kupon nam safo no suni omo kasaye. Na si si adio nyame hwehwe se woni yembe kasa nam Kristo Yesu sunkuto. Hwe se dia na kwambe ye Kristo ya ye wo no tumbwe didi daka mu. Ano pe ena wanya kupon dan no hwadi kire yen odo so pe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he told these same Jewish people,
now hwe se de okan we di kire sa jufwe,
that nobody, no one, nobody, including everybody in the world, everybody who has ever lived, nobody knows the Father except me, the Son.
Now, what can I say? Obibiara niwa wani mejano. Just so no yo bano unkuto.
Now you know what he's talking about.
When we do, what can I say?
Because he is the only monogene son.
Esan so unkuto na ya odobano.
That's the basis on which he said that.
Now, where is no genetic or the cancer?
It was because of that that he said, "Come unto me." All of you who are laboring, laboring under the prophets, laboring under an understanding of God that brings pressure to you. Says nobody knows the Father. I am the only person who knows the Father and the people that I choose to reveal. On the basis of that, come unto me and I will give you rest.
Of
course, anything in the prophets that contradicts the way that Jesus Christ portrayed God to us, that is what you put away.
That is why he said,
learn of me.
And it's not me.
Learn of me.
Munsuyami.
I am the monogene.
Mina me yo nyame
do. I am the only
Minkuto
begotten.
Mina me yo nyame
do. Of the Father.
Onyame do.
Learn of me.
Suyami.
And you have rest for your soul.
Na wo benya sumdua ma wo kra.
I don't know whether you are struggling in your life.
Minim sa wo bra wo wa bra boy mu a.
There is a place of rest that Jesus Christ puts every believer.
Na asumdua ba wo ahomegbe wo ho a, wo nyankopon Kristo edi ojidi ni bia eko.
I pray that you find our rest in him.
I receive it. Me bompa yesa ubenya sa asumdue ni woni mu.
I pray that you find that rest where you see things moving, things working, and you are at rest.
Na me bompa yesa ubehu se nyoma akikabom nyoma akoba nanso wenam Kristo awunim ninti u asumdue.
Early last year God said, no, this year God said something to me.
Na afia sha se onyame kan bibi chere
me. He said to me that I am going to Singapore.
Singapore.
And I said, Lord, Singapore, here I come.
Hey, Singapore,
a lot of obstacles came my way. Including total cancellation, new visa acquired for me to go to a different place for the same kind of training But oh, the word of the Lord. I tell you, nothing can fight the word of the Lord. That word that God is going to give you.
Yes.
Nothing. You will be at rest. There was no binding of devils that I did.
Jesus.
I just kept my cool. When they said, go here, I said, well, fine. But the same people turn back and then they say, no, you have to go to that place.
Yes.
I don't know what was motivating them, but I believe that as you rest in the word of
Hallelujah.
The Lord, I tell you, there is
Hallelujah.
A place. There is a place in the Christian life where you are at rest and things are happening.
Yes. Hey, Mutie. Was this a wanyame kasa ni the word of God? No. Nasa wanyame asem ni a friend in the word of God, Mr. Ba. Sister, brother, mommy, papa, eh, how? Esa wanyame na nebiye na numna wakasa. Obia betumi aya no person in Singapore here are coming. Ho dia na nsi wa ha. Ye ma ne visa fofro ko baabi fofro. Epo obrunsam budi chi bia se de obeye. Na so se anu wa mompa yesa ya break loose. You demon of Dubai counseling my Singapore. Wa se wa mo sampa ye no. Esa se na yo nyame asem abanti. Tu wo nyame asem no mu. Na koya ba ya koya ba. Hallelujah. The word of God na yo nyame asem na ba mu Singapore. Here he went. And came back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I came to tell somebody that all that you need is Jesus. The word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John chapter 1 verse 14 said, the glory of us of the only begotten, the glory belonging to the only begotten is that he is full of grace and truth. So if you like, the second reason why Jesus is the favorite son of God is because, oh hallelujah,
Amen.
He is full of grace and truth.
Na se wo pese wo sentra Kristo yo nyame ba ne dia ene adom ne nokre ene a hye ne ma.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The word grace is just the word favor.
Aye ka adom a enu ani enimpa.
Grace means undeserved favor.
Se wo benye enimpa en se se ye de ma.
In fact, you can use the word grace and favor interchangeably and you will not be wrong.
Wo betu be dia adom ne enimpa bo mu akasa wo de fra friend se hwe.
The reason why he is a favorite child of God is because he is full of favor. He is always doing favor. He is always receiving favor. That is why he is a favorite. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Favor is wonderful. When you have favor, oh, you are blessed in this world. That is why God filled his son with favor. And he came around favoring everybody. He will favor people caught in the act of adultery. There is evidence,
Hallelujah.
But he will favor.
Hallelujah. Na pomra obi bo adwamanu Yesu pie ho a wodi onyame ani mpama no.
He will say, neither do I condemn you. The Son of God did not come into the world to condemn the world.
Hallelujah.
He said in the book of John chapter 12, if I speak to you and you do not listen to me, I will not condemn you. The words will condemn you. Oh,
yes.
He is full of favor.
Na she wa ba no bo adwaman po wa ka che nse ko mimi mu fo ko menye biom na na sam se sempo wa ba no ka na sam na wanti a ono Kristo wo mu fo na mama sam na wa ka no ene bebu fo wa ma amebu ye fo.
I came to tell somebody
bi ba be ka bibi chire o
that you can receive more favor.
Wo betumi anya nimpa bebre.
And that is what you need as we think about the years ahead.
Now when you are dear, we say we change who I fear what
you
name.
You need more favor.
Who hear nimpa bebre?
And I'm going to show you how you can get the favor for your years ahead.
Now me ba be tro kwa yon be fa su enya se nimpa won fear da.
Because it is all in his son. It is all in his son. He put all the favor we need in this world in his son.
Na se nimpa ye hia wo wi asim na wo de ahye ne ba no mu.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Full of favor. You need favor. Go to the Son. So that you also become a favorite. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Favor is wonderful. Favor is like a currency. Grace is like a currency you need to get things. I know in this world you think that what you need is money. Cash. So some of you, we are praying, you are thinking about cash. Next year, cash.
I fear about $1,000,000,000.
There is something more important than cash. That thing is in the Son Jesus. There is a limit to what cash can do.
Yes.
But what cash cannot do, what money cannot do,
oh yes,
if you have the favor of God upon you, I tell you, that thing you wanted cash to exchange for, favor can exchange for it. And you will have it without Christ.
Na me ka tro se so wo nyankopon anim pa en ade a wo twen se wo di sika beto benya no wo tu wo no nyankopon anim pa ne pia sa de ne di abrel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.